Massive explosions shook Beirut as plumes of smoke rose over Hezbollah strongholds in the southern part of the city, while clashes continued along Lebanon's southern border as Israeli tanks and troops fought Hezbollah guerrillas in and around the town of Bint Jebel. Lebanese officials say an Israeli missile strike on a house killed 7 members of one family, including several children, near the coastal town of Tyre. Hezbollah rockets continued to rain down on Israeli cities and towns, and officials say one girl was killed in the northern part of the country. Speaking to reporters in Washington, President Bush says the United States wants a long-term solution to the conflict.
And that we want a sustainable ceasefire. We don't want something that's, short-term in duration. We want to address the root causes of the violence in the area. And therefore, our mission and our goal is to have a lasting peace, not a temporary peace, but something that lasts.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice continued her diplomatic efforts in the Middle East, saying that an end to hostilities must come with conditions that help resolve what Washington sees as the underlying causes of the conflict, a lack of democracy and Islamic extremism.
The people of this region, Israeli, Lebanese, indeed Palestinian, have lived too long in fear and in terror and in violence. A durable solution will be one that strengthens the forces of peace and the forces of democracy in this region.
Secretary Rice spoke after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who says his country will continue its offensive to disarm Hezbollah and free 2 Israeli soldiers captured by the militia earlier this month.
Israel is determined to carry on the fight against Hezbollah. We'll reach out for them, we'll stop them, and we will not hesitate to take the most severe measures against those who are aiming thousands of rockets and missiles against innocent civilians for one purpose, to kill them.
Secretary Rice also held a brief meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah to discuss the fighting in Lebanon and continuing clashes between Israeli troops and militants in the Gaza Strip.
كذلك لابد من وقف العدوان على لبنان الذي يتم تدميره الآن.
President Abbas called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon to stop the suffering of civilians. Mr. Abbas also says his government is trying to broker a truce in Gaza, where more than 100 people have died during an Israeli military operation to free a captured soldier and halt rocket attacks. Secretary Rice says while much of the world's attention is on the fighting in Lebanon, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict should not be forgotten.
We must remain focused on what is happening here in the Palestinian territories, on our desires to get back on a course that will lead ultimately to President Bush's vision, but indeed the vision of President Abbas of 2 states living side by side in peace.
In another development, Saudi Arabia announced it will donate $1.5 billion in humanitarian aid to Lebanon to help support the country's economy and reconstruction. The Saudi donation came as Israel announced it will allow planes carrying humanitarian aid to land at Beirut Airport. Humanitarian agencies are trying to get food and medical supplies to hundreds of thousands of Lebanese who have been displaced by the fighting. On Wednesday, foreign ministers from Arab and Western countries are scheduled to meet in Rome for an international conference on Lebanon. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.